Saga Egmont presents Save Her by Abigail Osborne, read by Charlotte Worthing. For L, my reset button, my best friend. 1. Had her mother-in-law not been a cold, manipulative bitch from the first day she met her, Flora was sure she would have been distraught to be responsible for putting her in the hospital. As it was, she could not deny that the only reason she felt guilty was because of the anguish it was causing her husband. The waiting room was crammed full of people perched on clinical plastic blue chairs. The collective fear of the anxious relatives was palpable, and it engulfed her like a thick fog. Her eyes followed her husband as he paced up and down like a metronome. The squeak of his shoes on the linoleum echoed around the room each time he turned, but he was oblivious to it. Lines had appeared on his face that had not been there before tonight. Flora's heart ached for him. At least when her parents had died, it had been quick. There was no agonizing wait in a room full of posters warning about the risks of smoking and spotting the signs of cancer. Flora was ashamed to admit that it had crossed her mind that if Cecilia died, her life would change for the better. She banished this thought to the dark recesses of her mind. Usually mild-mannered and warm-hearted, Flora was devastated that she was now capable of such thoughts. That she had developed such a capacity for hate was, as a direct result, of the war that Cecilia had waged upon her since their first encounter. It was laughable that Flora had ever thought that Cecilia Cavendish, the matriarch of the million-pound ancestral legacy Cavendish and Sons, was going to willingly welcome an orphan with no social standing into the family. But having lost her parents in a car accident at 14, the thought of belonging to a family had been seductive. Hearing Sam wax lyrical about his family had caused the embers of hope to burn. She had even harboured the possibility that she may find a surrogate mother and father figure. Visions of shopping trips, afternoon tea and family dinners had played like a cinema reel in her mind. It hadn't helped that Sam had shared in her naivety. His certainty that his family would accept her and welcome her with open arms prevented her from considering the alternative. The reality. Sam, honey, come and sit down. It was a request she regretted immediately, as soon as he sat down and his knee began to bounce up and down, shaking not only her seat, but the whole row of connected seats. Sending an apologetic glance to the couple sat next to her, she wrapped both her hands around his, attempting to calm him. Her two small pale hands were not even close to covering his one large hand. Her gentle giant. To the world, Sam looked like a force to be reckoned with. Intimidatingly tall with perfect blonde hair, he looked like he'd stepped off Dragon's Den. His ocean blue eyes were never seen without a twinkle. He exuded the easy confidence that came from being born into money and status. But Flora knew that he was so much more than that. He was a man who loved to play Pokemon Go, cried at Love Actually, and who loved to walk around in her fluffy pink dressing gown. She's going to be okay. But he ignored her empty words. He stared at the door to the room with such intensity she was surprised it did not burst into flames. She willed the doctor to come through, give them the news they needed, so she could get out of this place. The worst day of her life had ended in a hospital. She tried to ignore the memories, but the sickly smell of disinfectant seeped into her skin like a poison. She dared not breathe through her nose, because she knew the memories would overwhelm her if she did. Sam placed his head in his hands, sighing loudly. She reached out and rubbed his back, consumed by guilt and a sense of helplessness. Her husband was a good man, which was why he had yet to acknowledge the elephant in the room. The fact.